So the question is, often not among the many people in the world, not many get an opportunity to hear the Bhagavatam. And even those who get the opportunity to hear it, they often interpret it in their own ways
Yeah.
and they don't really get elevated. So how can we help people to become elevated spiritually? There are, in general, in the advancement of a person, there are three factors involved. There is that person's own free will. Second is Krishna's mercy. And third is the association, the devotees. So all three play an important role. Ultimately, Prabhupada was asked, the ones that, how much can we push people? Sometimes some people say, please come for a program, please come and hear this, please. So how much can we push people? So there are different examples, different points to understand this. I don't know if it happens in America, but in India often, a driver wants to drive a car, the car doesn't start only. So then maybe some helpful people come around and they push the car from outside. They push it. Happens here also?
No.
No.
Towing track, okay.
The problem here, we can't find people to push here.
So some people come along and push. And normally speaking, the person inside is also trying to try turning this engine and moving the steering wheel and trying to make the car move. And from outside also people are pushing. And cooperatively they get the car to move. But suppose from outside people are pushing the car and inside this person gone to sleep. Then the people outside say, why should we keep pushing? Or worse still, the people from outside are pushing and inside the person is pressing the brake. All the energy will be wasted. So there are sometimes people who are not ready to take up Krishna Bhakti. So if they are like in a situation where they are gone to sleep instead of while we are pushing their car or where they're pressing the brake, then we can't help them. You see, even Srila Prabhupada, he shared Krishna consciousness for almost 40 years in India. There's not much result. Why? Because the people were not really interested. So that free will of the soul is the ultimate decider in whether the person will take up or not. And if we have invited people, we have done what we can to inspire them to take up Krishna Bhakti, and they're not taking up, then we needn't spend too much of our time and energy on them. We don't have to become judgmental and think that they are demoniac, they're sinful, they are fallen. No. We need to understand that different people are at different stages in their spiritual evolution. And we cannot push them faster than they want to be pushed. So what we can do is leave them with positive impression of devotees and Krishna. That means they may not be ready to take up Krishna Bhakti right now. But if they at least feel, yeah, these devotees are good people. You see, they have chanted the holy name, they have heard Kirtan, they have seen the deities. That creates a spiritual impression which will not go away. That will bring them closer to Krishna sooner or later. So eventually, when there is an existential question in their life, what if say they face some reversal, some loss, then they will at that time start thinking and they will know, oh, I should come to Krishna. So if we should not push people so much that they get alienated. If we inspire them, if there's a little pushing, that is fine. But if they're not taking up, then we should just leave them with a positive impression of devotees. Have pleasant interactions and invite them once in a while for Janmashtami or something and leave it at that. We shouldn't have bitter feelings because they did not become devotees. Because they have their free will. So that's with respect to their attitude. Second is with respect to Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy is always available for everyone. But that mercy is not always accessible for everyone. There is something which is available. And then another thing which is accessible. Like sometimes there may be a gadget in which there might be some feature. But unless we understand how that feature to be used, we can't access it. So like that, Krishna's mercy is always available for everyone. But it is not always accessible for everyone. So what it means is that it is, there are the glory of Krishna, the sweetness of remembrance of Krishna, the security of the shelter of Krishna, all these become felt as needed and cherished by a soul when there are the right circumstances. As long as the soul is too infatuated by material things, Krishna's mercy is available, but the soul doesn't explore itself. So that means Krishna is always waiting for us, but we may not yet be ready for him. So when we say Krishna is not accessible, that means it is we don't seek to access Krishna. I have a gadget, but I don't explore the feature only. It's not that Krishna is depriving me, but I am not exploring. And thirdly is the association of devotees. Now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his Madhurya Kadambini, it is a book which describes the genesis of pure love for Krishna. In that book, he describes that Shraddha, faith, can be of two types. One is Swabhaviki and the other is Balen Utpadita. Swabhaviki is natural faith. So natural faith, he explains, is that which has come from our previous lives. We have done some punya, we have done some bhakti in the past, because of which we are naturally attracted towards Krishna. That is Swabhaviki Shraddha. And the other is Balen Utpadita. Balen Utpadita means if somebody associates with very powerful devotees, and then by their inspiration, by their persuasion, by their example, faith awakens. Yeah, if such an intelligent person is doing this, there must be some sense in this. So, for most of us, our Shraddha is usually not Swabhaviki. Now, for few of us, we might have been seekers, you know, going out in search for God. You know, for most of us, we didn't go out in search for God. Actually, God's devotees came out in search for us. So, it is more of Balen Utpadita. So, when we associate with devotees, and then if we see inspiring devotees, if we see that they are dedicated, they are caring, they are committed, then we feel inspired to take up bhakti. So, that's why this third factor, the kind of devotee association that is provided, that shapes a lot whether a person will take to Krishna bhakti or not. Now, when we say devotee association is not like one homogeneous chutney that you can feed everyone. I mean, what I mean is that all devotee association is not the same. And within devotee association, there is variety. So, when we are trying to facilitate people to come towards Krishna, different people are of different natures. And we can observe what is it that may attract this person to Krishna. So, some people like music. Then we can give them musical kirtans. Then we can maybe connect them with devotees who are using music in Krishna's service. That may inspire them. Some others may be more logical and interested in reasoning and a systematic explanation. Then, often, if we just invite them to routine programs, they feel like you are all sentimental. You don't really go into... things are not logical, they may feel. So then we may introduce them to some devotee association where things are logically, systematically explained. Some people may like more the cultural aspect. They want to come for festivals. And they not only want to come for festivals, they want to do seva in festivals. So, and they like that. If you tell them, sit and hear for class, they will come up with 100 excuses. But if you tell them seva, they will do it. So, what is important for us is that when we are trying to facilitate others to come towards Krishna, not only do we provide them association, but we provide them association that inspires them, that is like-minded. So that is actually our responsibility. Because sometimes some people are very sensitive. See, when Srila Prabhupada preached first in America, at that time, you know, he was preaching to hippies. And the hippies, they were all in a rebellious mood. They had rejected mainstream culture. They had rejected American politics, American culture, American religion, American education. They were rebellious. And when Prabhupada came along and told them, he gave them philosophical justification for their rebellion. So they already believed everything is rotten, and Prabhupada told them philosophically, why everyone's fools and rascals. So, you know, that matched. But today, if we start using fools and rascals, you know, people are very sensitive. And sometimes what happens? That same mode of presentation may alienate people. So, actually speaking, we have to press some... Nowadays, people are very sensitive. And if they may have certain past belief systems, then if we are insensitive in our presentation, we alienate them. So, we have to be careful when we are trying to help people to come close to Krishna, to make sure that that what will attract them to Krishna is the feature of Krishna consciousness that we present to them. And by that, we can facilitate their coming towards Krishna. But even, so basically, their free will is important. And sometimes if they're just not ready, like a person not trying to turn on the car, then we just leave them with positive impressions about bhakti, so that eventually, when their search begins, they will come towards Krishna. Otherwise, along with that, we can try to make sure that Krishna becomes accessible to them in a way that is intelligible and relishable for them. Then they can, then we are doing our part. So it is, if people don't know, then that is our problem. Our mood should be, if people don't know about Krishna, that is our problem. If people don't take up Krishna bhakti, that is their problem. We have done our part. And we cannot do anything more than providing the information and providing them facilitation for coming towards Krishna. So if after doing our best, people are not taking towards Krishna, taking to Krishna bhakti, then better that we look for other people. And Prabhupada did the same thing. When he found Indians were not taking up, he came to America. And eventually after that, Indians also took up later on. So we should focus on trying to interest people as much as possible. But if people are not very interested, then we should look for interested people. There are two ways of preaching. One is to make people interested in Krishna bhakti, and the other is to look for interested people. There are also maybe small number, but small is also a small but significant number of people who are looking for answers in life. And such people can immediately take up bhakti. So we have to intelligently channelize our efforts, not being neglectful of anyone, but at the same time, not spending disproportionate efforts on some people who are not interested, and thereby neglecting others who may be interested. Okay? Thank you. Any other questions?